Yemen has been the poorest country in the Middle East for many years. The fighting, including many of the groups that are fighting now, goes back to well before the Arab Spring, well before any alleged Iranian involvement. There are, I could describe the multiple factions. There's a conservative Shia group known as the Houthis. There's a terrorist group. There's Southern secessionists. But the net result of all of these groups fighting is that nobody is winning the war. The Saudis cannot win it, and hence the U.S. can't win it either. All that is doing, the outside intervention is doing, is making it worse for the people of the country. There's lots of battles around the world that make no sense for the U.S. to get involved in. There's civil wars, there's human rights violations, there's atrocities. The U.S. cannot be involved in every mishap, every civil war around the world, and there has no business being involved in Yemen.
Let's turn to, you traveled recently to Turkey. Mm-hmm. Did you go because of the Khashoggi murder, or were you there for other reasons?
It was coincidental.
We were there.
Yeah, no, we were there the day after the murder took place.
Oh, wow.
But nobody knew it because it wasn't known until the president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, revealed it to the press, and then it took off as international news. I can say that Erdogan, the president of Turkey, has been very repressive against his own journalists, against the Kurdish people. He's set up a military base in Syria, so he's no good guy by any means. But for his own reasons and for competition with Saudi Arabia, he leaked the story very effectively, and it's stayed at the top of international news for weeks.
What were you there to cover?
Oh, I was there to look into some investigative stories, which I can't go into detail to at the moment.
What interests you just in general in terms of, you know, Middle East policy and, you know, things that interest you because you've developed years of expertise, mm-hmm. so you know things at a much different level than, say, the average even informed reader? And then what do you want to tell that informed reader to say, hey, this is going on, here's why it's interesting, mm-hmm. why you should be interested?
Well, I made my first trip to the Middle East in 1987, 30 years ago, to visit Israel and Palestine. Mm-hmm. And that, when you talked about the Middle East in those days, that was the issue. And of course, it still is a very important one. I still continue to cover it. Later, I was able to go to Syria and Iraq, Iran, virtually every country in the Middle East. It's vital because that's where the wars are. And there seems to be no sign of that letting up. In fact, if anything, it's intensifying. And so both for the interests of the people of the United States and for as a foreign correspondent, I've specialized in recent years, basically since the Arab Spring. But I have visited a total of 97 countries around the world. I write stories from Cuba and Venezuela and China and lots of other places as well.